Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. I often hear people on television and in worship services where I preach say in their prayers, "Lord, we love you." Are the persons who make that profession sincere? I have no way of knowing. I know how very important it is to love God. A lawyer among the Pharisees asked Jesus Christ, "Which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is likened to it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Matthew 22:36-40. The Apostle Paul assured the Corinthian Christians of the magnificent blessings God has prepared for them who love Him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. We know people can make professions of love, not only to God, but also to their family members and friends, and not mean what they say. Husbands and wives have often awakened to the fact that their spouse's profession of love was empty and meaningless. Could the same be true of our expressions of love for God? So how do we know we love God? Fortunately, the Bible does not leave us to guess. Jesus Christ told His immediate disciples, "If you love Me, keep My commandments." John 14:15. He also told them, "As the Father has loved Me, so I have loved you. Continue in My love. If you keep My commandments, you shall abide in My love, even as I have kept the Father's commandments and abide in His love." John 15:9-10. In view of the Calvinistic teaching of salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, God's demand that we keep His commandments stimulates a considerable amount of controversy. If we must obey any commandment, salvation is not by grace alone, through faith alone. But does God really require that we keep His commandments? No passage in all of Scripture makes that truth plainer than the following. "Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves Him who begot loves Him also who is begotten of Him. By this we know we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome." 1 John 5:1-3. The expression in verse 3, "the love of God," does not mean God's love for us. It shows how absolutely essential it is for us to love God. We show that love by keeping His commandments. But if we have to obey the Lord's commandments, is that not works righteousness? In other words, would not man be earning his salvation? That is the way many of our Calvinist friends interpret Scripture, but not the way either Peter or John viewed the matter. The Apostle Peter informed Cornelius, "Of a truth I perceive, that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he who fears God and works righteousness is accepted of Him." Acts 10:34-35. What if one does not fear God and work righteousness? Is he still accepted of Him? The Apostle John joins doing the will of God to being righteous, just as Peter did at the house of Cornelius. "Little children, let no man deceive you. He who does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever does not do righteousness is not of God, neither he who does not love his brother." 1 John 3:7-10. And what did Jesus mean when he said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." Matthew 7:21. Keeping God's commandments is not one alternative among many. It is absolutely necessary if we expect to have God's approval. Thank you, and may God bless you.